The Rudd government has set itself a target of halving the employment gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians within a decade. That is a big job. Part of the plan involved radical changes to the CDEP, that's the Community Development Employment Projects Program, commonly referred to as Indigenous Work for the Dole. But as Cathy Van Extel reports, the latest official figures point to a spiralling Indigenous jobless rate. In other words, it's going up, not down. And Aboriginal communities say that the loss of CDEP is actually creating greater social disadvantage.
CDEP was scrapped in urban and regional areas in July 2009, replaced with Job Services Australia and the Indigenous Employment Program. In remote areas, CDEP remains, but from July next year, wage top-ups go and participants will be paid via Centrelink rather than an employer. For Torres Strait, the new system is slated for July 2012.
No one's got a reason to get up anymore, and that's had a devastating effect on this community.
Toomala is a small former mission station on the New South Wales, Queensland border. It came into the national spotlight in 1987 when Marcus Einfeld, then president of the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, walked through the streets and wept over the third world conditions. The Toomala CDEP was the first in New South Wales. After 21 years, it closed last year. Renee Adams is the manager of Toomala Cooperative Limited, which ran the Boggabilla and Toomala CDEP. She says around 75% of the community worked under the program. Now they're all on welfare and the community's in trouble.
Nobody is responsible for your parks and gardens, for maintaining our cemetery, for actually, you know, cleaning the roads and the gutters and that. The huge increase in antisocial behaviour, the attempted suicide rates here, the incarceration rates, the violence back in the community, because nobody's got anything else to do anymore.
Has anyone found alternative employment?
No, they haven't, and there's actually no opportunities for them to work in other areas in their own community either.
It's a similar story at Yarrabah. The scrapping of CDEP coincided with the global financial crisis, which has hit the Cairns region hard. Mayor Percy Neal says 80% of the community is on Centrelink benefits with no prospect of work. He says it's creating big social problems.
I see people actually gambling. People never used to gamble before. There's a lot of sly grogging going on. And if you look at the stats that the Queensland government put out every quarterly in regards to the people going to court and that, you'll see a big jump in the, you know, over the last 6 months. A lot of it's contributed to, you know, people actually bringing alcohol into place, whether they're selling it for sly grog or not. And these are people who had no criminal records before.
The government says the reforms ensure more Indigenous Australians have the skills needed to get and keep a job and are key to halving the employment gap. The latest ABS figures tell another story. Indigenous unemployment has risen from 13.8% in 2007 to 18.1% in 2009. In the resource-rich states, Indigenous jobless rates have nearly doubled in the space of a year. Queensland's rate rose from 12.7% in 2008 to 20.8%. WA went from 11.1% to 20.7%. Professor John Altman from the ANU Centre for Aboriginal Economic Policy Research says the global financial crisis is at best a partial explanation. He says CDEP changes are a significant factor.
People are going from community-based employment to welfare. And of course, government is providing some public sector jobs to offset the loss of CDP opportunities, but these jobs aren't sufficient. In general, what we're seeing is for the abolition of every 5 CDP positions, the provision of 1, at best 2, proper jobs.
Remote communities who'll lose the old CDEP next July are worried. Rick Norton is the general manager of the Lanapoi Homelands Association in northeast Arnhem Land in Northern Territory. He says the new model doesn't recognise the challenges of remote communities.
The whole current job services model basically assumes that it's an issue of job search, job readiness skills, and so on, and equipping the job seeker with those skills, rather than fully understanding that in some places conventional labour markets simply don't exist. So across the homelands area where we've got 1,000 to 1,200 people living across 10,000 square kilometres, there is effectively no market.
Rick Norton believes the old CDEP should continue.
Sure, in some places the schemes failed or didn't work very well. In other places, they've been very successful. We believe they've been critical to the success of our homelands, both in terms of the employment, training, the actual maintenance of those homelands as livable communities for people through the provision of essential and municipal services and other things.
There are complaints that promised employment and training programs haven't materialised or are inadequate. John Altman says there are problems.
Job Services does what it can. I think that the personnel that are being brought in often don't have strong local knowledge and often don't have strong cross-cultural knowledge. And frankly, in many situations, their job is extraordinarily difficult because they're going to places where mainstream labour market opportunity is extremely limited. If the jobs are not there, you cannot magically produce them.
Indigenous communities outside the Northern Territory are also concerned that the changes to CDEP pave the way for a national rollout of income management. Renee Adams says the removal of CDEP has created income problems.
We're at a community store here with our participants. You know, they could book up at that store. That made sure that all their family was fed for that week, and that would be deducted because Toomala Cooperative Limited owns a community store, but they was also paying the wages for the participants. Now, you know, they can't even afford to book up because all the systems that were in place have all changed.
Toomala has been lobbying state and federal governments for the return of CDEP. Renee Adams has this message for Federal Minister Jenny Macklin.
You come in and see what you've done to our community. You think you've made the right decision down there in Canberra? You come up here and see whether you think it's the right decision. Justice Marcus Einfield cried here years ago. You come and see whether you cry or not. See how bad we're living up here now. All you done was took away the money that they're getting now on Centrelink for them to stay home and stay drunk.
That's Renee Adams, the manager of the Toomala Cooperative, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel. It's 7:45 on RM Breakfast.